Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Matt dodged the punt, gets a high snap, gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's got a goal. Deshaun Jackson. Oh. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Melco in the Meadowlands number two.
It's actually number three. You know, that, by the way, tomorrow is the date. That never gets old. It's miracle number three, because Herman Edwards had one when Joe Pisarcik, the stupidity of the head coach, had him just rather than kneel on the ball, handed off, fumbled, and Herman Edwards picked it up at the Meadowlands and ran it in for a touchdown. Then you had Brian Westbrook running back a punt, and that was number two. I got to teach Mike Quick how to count to three. It's one, two, three. I'm busted, Mike. He busts me all the time. So that is miracle. That was Miracle of the Meadowlands number three. But it never gets old. All right. Good morning. On this Saturday, 1 week from today, can you believe it's already Christmas? It's already Christmas. It's amazing when you think about it. The year... You know, through all the things we went through this year, we've been through a lot, and we're still going through a lot. We got through this year. I guess it seems like it was quickly, and Christmas is next Saturday. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about. There is no Eagles game this Sunday, and it's probably not the first time that they've had two Sundays off in a row. I got to think somewhere in the scheduling. There was a bye week and then a Monday night game. I got to think that's been the case. But this is a disgrace. The NFL is an outright disgrace. They are hypocrites. They are liars. Because they said if somebody on that team causes a team to have a problem, I'm paraphrasing now, they would forfeit the game. And everybody, they would lose money, the team would be fined, but they don't want to do that because they lose money. I mean, they made that clear at the beginning of the year. Now, you can't tell me that somebody with the Washington football team got sloppy when you have all those positive tests, COVID tests, like I think it was 25. You can't tell me that it wasn't caused by them. When other teams, there's only a few other teams, and I would do the same thing with Cleveland, and I would do the same thing with the Rams. If you're going to say something, and you're going to put your foot down to make sure that players do the right things and follow the right protocols, how many players do you think wore masks when they were supposed to wear masks? During the holidays, there was a memo issued to teams. During the holidays, it started at Thanksgiving. You are to wear your masks in the facility. Bad enough that players don't get vaccinated. Okay, we're going to deal with that. They're clueless as to the real medical science behind it. But I don't want to get into that fight with people because they are clueless too. But the reality is, just follow the protocols, and they haven't done it, and that penalizes the Eagles. You play a game on Tuesday, and you got to start right in on Wednesday. Wednesday, you go through putting the game plan in. The coaches over these couple of days are probably, I would think, absolutely putting a game plan in for the Giant. You know, the semblance of a game plan for the Giants game the following week, because there's, you know, you play on Tuesday night, you're right back at it on Wednesday, and then you have the holiday, which, okay, Christmas Eve is Friday night, so you wouldn't be working that night. Friday night's usually, it's just a walkthrough, or it's just a light practice, not a walkthrough. Walkthrough's on Saturday, and Saturday you'll do a walkthrough. You'll probably do it early, or you'll do it later in the midday, so players can be home with their families on Christmas. But it's not fair. The Washington football team caused this problem. The NFL, it's just the frauds. This is the second time they've covered up for Washington. They've covered up on those emails. Roger Goodell said that Daniel Snyder didn't interfere with the investigation. Do you really think that he didn't interfere? And there's no emails that have leaked out of Washington, and you know there's some nasty ones there. So why do they cover up for Washington, where the owner is a creep? The owner just has done so many things wrong, and they just let it go. And then they bury Gruden. I hope Gruden takes him to the wall, and I hope he goes to court. Doesn't settle. He goes to court, so there's people from the NFL that now have to testify. And if they lie on the stand and perjure themselves, they could be sent to jail. So I'm taking this deeper than deep. But why do they cover for the Redskins or the Washington football team, whatever you want to call them? But Jalen Hurts was almost... there was almost no question that he was going to play on Sunday. Now, you know, we know he's going to play on Tuesday. But it's just not fair to the Eagles. The Eagles are going to win this. They were going to win this game before. It's the second game against Washington I think they have to worry about, because it's 2 weeks from now. It's really hard to play a team that close to one another. So we can talk about what this means, what it does for your Sunday. What does it do for your Sunday? And have you completed your Christmas shopping? I already know the answer to that. For 99% of the people, no. No, you have not. I know you haven't. But Tuesday night game. Wow, the Tuesday night game. The last Tuesday night game I remember was because of a snowstorm, and Ed Rendell called it the City of Wussies, when there was 190-some accidents on the New Jersey Turnpike, and he was mad that the Eagles didn't play a game on Sunday after a blizzard or during a blizzard. It's a joke. But they had to play it on Tuesday, and Joe Webb beat them. Who knows whether Heinicke is going to play on Tuesday, but what's the difference? They are going to beat the Redskins. They just got to keep the same emotion and not let it get past them. So, game on Tuesday. Sunday. Now, what do you do on Sunday? 2 weeks in a row, people had no Eagles game. That's torture for Eagles fans. That is flat-out torture. All right, so we'll talk about that. There's just no way. And the line here at the Borgata, everywhere. I'm going to have the gentleman that runs a sports book here, just to explain how this line has bounced all over the place. I saw last night that they took the Eagles game off the board. It went from 4.5 to 12. People bought it back at 12. It went to 11.5. And now I didn't look at the sports book this morning, but we'll talk to the gentleman that runs a sports book. What do you do? You can only take it off, but if people wanted to middle the game, boy, what a great, all those numbers in the middle, you bet it at 4.5. If you could get 12 and you bought it back at 12, I would take a shot at a middle. But for people that don't know, you win both ways when you middle the game. It falls in between. And there's a lot of football numbers in there. So it's kind of interesting how that could happen. We'll see how the game falls. All right, so we'll talk about that. The 76ers are bordering on being a joke. A joke. And they lost 3 in a row. They're down, what they lose, one game by 35 points. They were down 23 to Miami at home, and Miami was out without 3 of their top players. This team's a joke. And here's my question today, and I don't quite get it. The Eagles were, what, 2 or 3 games into the season, and there were nitwits either on the air from our people or callers that wanted to fire Nick Sirianni, they wanted to fire Jonathan Gannon after like 3 or 4 games. Glenn Rivers, this is now his, is this his second or third year? I lose track. It's so exciting. He's got the Sixers playing so well. Is this his second or third year, right? I don't even, how quickly we forget when he's doing such a good job. But my point is, you're ready to fire Sirianni after 3 or 4 games. Why is there not an outrage for Glenn Rivers to get fired? Some of the things he said after the Miami game. Well, Joel's got to be in the low post more. Well, you're the coach. And then he calls that ridiculous shot at the he calls for the play with that ridiculous shot by Embiid after the game. This is his second year? Second year. Have we seen that he's not a coach that's going to take this team anywhere? Have we seen that Glenn Rivers is really not? He's a nice guy, terrific guy, but he's not a good coach. Like, why is there no outrage to have him fired? It's like, why? Why? All right, so we can talk about that. And our question, with Christmas 1 week away, and the push is on for people, you can win a $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com, whether you're doing catering, whether you're doing food, whether you're sending gift boxes, gift baskets, whatever, nationwide. They are terrific. And for second place, we have a $50 gift certificate to Joseph Anthony. Hold on for a second. Give you a lowdown on Joseph Anthony. Wonderful place. Terrific place. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Now with 3 locations, all beautiful locations. Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. And that's what you should be doing. So we have that too. And the question, pretty simple. The worst losses by Philadelphia teams. The worst losses. I can think of one that's kind of obscure, but I remember it being in the post game like it was yesterday. But I'm not going to give it away because I'm going to let you have a shot at it as well. All right, so let me give you the numbers, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494, and let's go to Chase. Chase, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hey, good morning, Chase. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. 2 things for you real quick. First of all, like, Roger Goodell is just such a dope, right? So you have this rule set in place that when an unvaccinated player causes an outbreak and causes all this stuff for their team, that a team could forfeit, that a team has to forfeit the game. But
Correct. Now
that happens, you turn a table and you postpone a game to go against a team that is fully vaccinated and COVID go against them. Like,
well, the Eagles aren't fully vaccinated, but
yeah,
they're over 90%.
Majority, yeah.
I think one of the guys on the team that played for the Washington team is not vaccinated.
It was like Montez Sweat was like the patient zero reported. But
well, Montez Sweat plays for Washington, but there's a guy on the Eagles that played with Washington.
Oh, the Eagles. Okay.
Yeah.
It was just that really, like, Roger Goodell, like, the fact that it's about the money, clearly, but you have these rules set in place during COVID, and we're trying our best to stay to these rules to favor in the majority of the vaccinated players, and this is how you respond, postpone a game. It's just, it's pretty ridiculous in my eyes.
Yeah. It's hypocritical. It's hypocrisy. Because the NFL, when they open their mouth, every word that comes out, in many cases, is a lie. I mean, they laid it down, and then they don't follow through. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
Ridiculous. And then one more thing for you. I know you might have a little more insight on it and everything, but rumors about, you know, Jason Kelce getting real emotional during press conferences this year and all that. And
well, it's not a rumor. I was standing there when he did it. Actually, I posted
it. No, the rumor is, like, possibly this being his last season. Because he's always
flirting there's a lot of things you can think of. There's a lot of things you can think about. It's just every player goes through something. So maybe he was thinking about that and thinking about how difficult it is to be a professional football player, especially playing that position. It's so physical. I don't know that he thought about that as being his last year. We can all speculate, but I think it's ridiculous to speculate. But he's hurt again, but he'll play. He would have played, and he would
play. I got to say, if this is his last ride, what a phenomenal player, and what a Philadelphia guy right there.
All right, what is your the worst loss by a Philadelphia team? Do you have
one? So, 2018, we went traveled down to the Saints. We were left 4-6 or 4-5, and went through for 3 or 4 interceptions, and we lost the game 48-7, got out-coached, out-played, and absolutely destroyed.
That's probably not bad. We'll put that in the mix.
Okay, appreciate it. Have a good one, Howard. Happy Christmas and everything.
Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas. 215-592-94. That is a good one. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls. Somebody has got to explain to me why Glenn Rivers gets a pass. Just explain it to me. Please explain it to me. And as far as the NFL, we know what their priorities are. All they want to do is make more money, more money, more money, more money. That's all they want to do. It's all about more money, more money, more money. So if you cancel a game, you don't make more money, more money, more money. All right. 215-592-9494. We are at the fabulous Sensational Borgata, which every night's a party here. And I can't even imagine what New Year's Eve is going to be like here. I can't imagine what it's going to be like here. Because remember, the clubs weren't open last year because of the pandemic. So this year they're open. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to have the gentleman that runs the sports book here just to explain what happened and what's going on with the Eagles and the line, and it's all over the place, and what do you do? Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40 to take a look at some bowl games and a screwed up weekend and weekend plus 2 days of NFL football. 94 WIP, WIP Sports Time is now 8:17.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Of this Christmas song, Little Drummer Boy, Harry Simeon Corral. Can't get enough of that. That's my favorite, and I tell you every year, that's my favorite Christmas song. We are 1 week away from Christmas, where people haven't finished their shopping. Yeah, which it happens every year. But you got a full week now. From the weekend, you got a full week. Not that it makes any difference. You'll wait till the night. Christmas Eve. How many people run out on Christmas Eve? It's, you know, I got to pick something up. Then you get a box of candy. Come on, don't waste my time. That's not a real gift. That's nice to give along with a gift. That's not a real gift. All right, let's go. Let's go back to the phones. Dennis, you're on WIP. Yo, Dennis.
Howard.
Yes.
Howard, how are you doing today?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
I know that. You know, the NFL is a freaking joke.
Well,
it's
they're
all,
the biggest
when they
product
say it's not about
in,
the money, it's about the money.
It's mo money, mo money, mo money. That's what they care about.
It's all it is. It's about the money.
Yep.
They're a disgrace. I mean, and now our guys got to play Tuesday night, which means they won't recover until like Thursday or Friday. Then they got to play again on Sunday.
So I'm going to ask this question. If they... The NFL said the Redskins, what's the difference?
The Washington football team
would forfeit the game. How many Eagles fans would be pissed to not have a football game this week?
Oh, you're going to have some knuckleheads to be pissed. Absolutely, no question about it. But that's not the point. The point is they set a precedent, or they set a line in the sand at the beginning of the season, and they're not following what they established.
Well, but they didn't. They set a line in the sand, and that line moved a lot.
Yeah, they keep moving the line, so what good is it?
Well, it's no good because now they know they're. But it doesn't matter. They're hypocrites anyway. They do whatever they want. They do whatever
they
want, and they lie right to your face. They like
big
Roger Goodell saying that Daniel Snyder didn't interfere with the investigation. Well, they got fined $10 million. They took him out of the control. They made his wife, which is a joke anyway. So obviously he did something wrong,
right.
But nothing comes out.
And that nitwit who's the manager or coach, head guy of the Sixers, I said to Angelo a couple months ago, I said, I thought that Sirianni was the best head coach of the four teams in the city, and one of them got fired. One of them was a dope.
You know what? He might be. No, he is, actually. He is. He is the best.
And the third one is a baseball guy who we thought was going to do really well. And
I know, Joe Girardi. This is Joe Girardi. Unless they really do something in the playoffs, I think this is – that's not Dave Dombrowski's guy. I think this is his last year.
Well, yeah,
but
he had a three-year
contract. Let him play a season first.
This is the third year, and he's done.
All right, what's the biggest loss in Philadelphia sports history?
Well, it was only a few years ago that quadruple doink up in Toronto.
Yeah, you know what? The biggest loss.
He could have gone on and won the championship.
I'm looking for big in terms of numbers, not in terms of That's not where I was going. That was a heartbreaking loss, but it's not. I'm looking for just blowout type situations, and there's been plenty of those. Tom in Alabama, what's happening, Tom?
Morning, Howard. Thank you for taking the call. Happy holidays, my friend.
You too. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Hey, you know, real quick about Doc Rivers. I like Doc Rivers as far as a guy, and I like the way he was a player. But he's been overblown.
You mean Glenn Rivers? You mean Glenn Rivers? There's only one Doc in Philadelphia. That's Julius Erving. You mean Glenn Rivers? He doesn't deserve the name of Doc.
I agree. And, you know, the only time he ever did anything was with a two or three Hall of Famers. He needs to set, like, I can't even think of the guy who was from Garrett, wasn't it, from Minnesota? You know, they put that team together, and hell, I probably could have coached that team, and they would have won the full championship. But, you know, I mean, the Sixers organization is just like the Flyers organization and the Phillies organization. You know, they're a joke at this particular point.
No, I think they're a little bit different. Josh Harris, who's one of the majority partners, is now an absentee owner because he moved to Florida when he was voted out of the CEO position at one of his companies, so he moved to Florida. So he's really an absentee owner. That's not good. He doesn't have the first clue about basketball. That's not good. You know, there's a lot of things that he allowed Scam Hinkie to do what he did. That's not good. So, because he didn't know the first thing about basketball. And he still doesn't know that. Well, he knows the first thing. He knows the basketball's round. So that's what Josh Harris does know. But it doesn't matter. You know, dealing with the coach, you know, my question is, why is there not an outrage when this team's at best an average team and the players do whatever the hell they want to do? I don't get it. Tell me why he deserves to keep his job. Now, I'm not pushing for him to get fired. My question is why there hasn't been an outrage with the way they play. It's just terrible. It's terrible. I don't want to hear about Ben Simmons. I don't want to hear, oh, they're missing Ben Simmons. That's nonsense. You know, for what Ben Simmons adds to the team, that's nonsense.
So. I'm with you, brother. And the deal with the league, and I thought Roger Goodell, I've always taken his side, unlike everybody else. I thought he's done pretty good. But this right here, we went through the whole year last year, and we're basically at the as end of the season here. Now, this would be a perfect opportunity to send a message, hey, if you don't want to do the right thing, your team's going to be punished. But instead, it gives Washington and whoever else an advantage over us because it gives them the extra day. Then it puts us back for next week. It's just like for years they didn't want to go near Las Vegas. Then they put a team there, and then they vote for the Super Bowl, and it's unanimous. It's all about the money, sweetie.
Well, it's more money, it's all about the money. So, all right, what's your biggest loss in Philadelphia sports history? Impact of the game, but the you know, the score of the game.
Yeah, I was thinking of the one that hurt the most is when you said the question, I didn't quite understand it. So, as far as a blowout, I couldn't give you nothing on that, but as far as hurting, I was there, and it was January 19, 2003, the last game in Veterans Stadium in history. We're winning 7-0.
They lost to Tampa. To Tampa. And you know what? They lost to Tampa the first game at the Link, too. They lost the last and the first, which is amazing. I just saw this story. And I don't believe they've started it yet in Canada where they're requiring players to be vaccinated or they can't go to Toronto in the NBA. The Warriors send 6 players home before they go to Toronto. Steph, they said, rest. Steph Curry, they said him home for rest, which is nonsense. So apparently he's not vaccinated. Draymond, a hip. I love the way they throw these injuries out there. And Wiggins, a knee. What? You know, are you allowed to lie about injuries? Well, it's, you know, it's professional sports. So they can do whatever they want. I don't know who the others are. But it's just, it's ridiculous. Can you imagine that? That is unbelievable. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Howard, yeah, this whole thing is it's sort of quandary into the whole NFL. As far as we had the bye, and then I'll obviously, you know, this whole Tuesday night game, it takes away from the whole fun of it. You know, there's no fan base going to be there for the most part.
They're going to be there, but there's not going to be. There probably won't be as many. I mean, who knows whether people have work the next day. Actually, I think people are going to take off of work that day. Who the hell knows? You know, what's really, you know what's really a problem? The Flyers play that night, too, at the same time. Can you imagine what the parking lot? There's going to be people screaming for both the Flyers fans, and they're playing a good team. They're playing Washington. So with the Flyers and the Eagles, there's going to be there's going to be people screaming that they can't get in the parking lots because the Wells Fargo Center is probably going to block out a lot of the parking for the Flyers fans. It's like there's a lot there between, I'll say, between the Wells Fargo Center and Xfinity Live where people set up tailgates. I don't think you're going to be able to do that. There's going to be an outrage. It's going to be an outrage.
Well, you know, like I told you, David, we played the Chargers. I told you the Eagles would only lose two more games, and they lost to the Giants. And so they have to win outright for the rest of the season for my prediction
to
come.
That won't happen.
Well, you know, you never know what happens.
It can happen. It can happen, but I don't think it will.
Well, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Well, that's a great line. You never know. Well,
yeah,
if we knew, we'd all be rich because then we could bet everything and never lose.
Man, okay. Yeah. So as far as you know, that question that you raised.
All right, what's the answer there?
I was thinking like 2 years ago when the Sixers played, it was Toronto, and I forget the guy's name. He hit that bucket at the end of the game.
I don't want to take an emotional game. I want to take a blowout. That's my point. A blowout game, not Kawhi Leonard hitting that shot that bounces around and then and then goes in. All right, let's go to Pete in L.A. Pete, what's happening?
What's up, Hal? How you doing, bud?
Good. It's early out there.
Yeah. You know, woke up and making some coffee for my girlfriend and thought I'd give you a call.
Isn't that special?
That's special. Yeah. I just want to give a shout-out of how much people appreciate you, especially like living out here, like every Tuesday, every Thursday, you make people happy all around the world on the Odyssey app.
I don't know about that. But
well, come on, man. Just take a little credit once in a while.
You know, I want to have people tell me that I make them happy.
But anyway, yada, yada, yada. I don't even really watch the Sixers out here. I mean, I could, but why would you? Glenn Rivers, I agree exactly what you're saying. It's like, what is he doing? And it starts on the top.
Yes, it does.
You know, Josh Harris, he's just not a great owner. Not that he's a bad person, but just
he is. Actually, I don't know what he is.
Exactly. As far as the Eagles game, very interesting because I got it like, I guess early, and I didn't get it late.
What number did you get it at?
I'd have to look. What was that?
You don't know what you bet the game at?
Well, I can tell you what was it at the beginning of the week. It was around what, four or so?
Yeah, four and a half.
Yeah, so I got that, and then I guess the second time I got it was right around nine.
And you bet it at nine?
I did. So I'm a little unhappy about the Tuesday turnout, obviously.
No, I would have middled the game. I would have. Yeah, okay, so what's the biggest blowout? Philadelphia sports history.
may not win, but when Emmitt Smith, it was raining, and I think they blew out the Eagles. Remember, they just ran down their throat one time against the Eagles. I would say, I don't know what the score was, but it was a pretty big blowout.
Well, how do you know it was a blowout if you don't know what the score was?
Well, they probably won by about 25. Oh, you want to get contrary? Okay, Hal.
I'm just trying. I'm trying to narrow it down because I don't remember the game.
It was raining very hard. Jimmy Johnson was a coach. Cowboys Eagles, I would say probably like what, 90?
Oh wow,
five-ish.
So in other words,
I don't know.
I can't identify it. We'll try to figure it out. Thanks for the call, Pete. 215-592-9494. Yeah, I mean, at least I can think of a game. Now there's one in every sport. There is one in every sport, and there's a couple in sports that haven't been mentioned yet.
I think I know what game he's talking about there. Howard, it was in 1995. Emmitt Smith had 158 rushing yards, and they beat us 34-12.
That's not as big a blowout. That's 20-some points. There's been bigger blowouts. I remember it. The Eagles blew out the Redskins when they were the Redskins. On a Monday night, it was like 50-something. And the Redskins were, at the time they were the Redskins, were lucky to score like 27, 28 points. It was a flat, it was Chip Kelly, I remember. But that was the other way around. The Eagles blew them out, but I'm looking for the other way around. So for the gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, the $100 gift certificate, where, boy, if you want to enjoy the holidays even more, food from DeBruno Brothers, gift baskets from DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com catering. And also a great gift from Joseph Anthony Retreat and Spa, $50 gift certificate. Three locations. They're all terrific. Gift cards are a great Christmas gift when you're really not sure what to do. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can stop by in person or online at josephanthony.com. 215-592-9494.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Christmas a week away. You know what? I'm hoping Arthur calls. So, and sing some Christmas carols. What better way to roll into Christmas than Arthur singing Christmas carols? You know, I think he sang some last week. They're brutal, but it's the time of the season. It is the time of the season when he calls and sings Christmas carols. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on WIP.
Yeah, so I don't have, like, a biggest loss that I can think of, but, you know, everybody's liars. It's all about money. I mean, I can think of a bigger lie, and that's when MLB said that, you know, it would be the harshest punishment ever passed down. you know, when the Houston Astros cheated, and they didn't, you know, they didn't ban nine guys for life. So it wasn't the harshest punishment ever passed down. So it's nothing new. You know, it's all about the money. It's all about, you know, different leagues making money.
They're not going to ban him for life, but they should have taken the World Series away, and they should have, well, they suspended the managers, but you can't suspend the players because of the union. It's disgraceful.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. He said it would be the harshest punishment in baseball. Okay, well, the previous harshest punishment is banning eight guys from the White Sox when they played the Reds. So you can't really say
it's the harshest punishment. I mean, we're not going to go back that far. That's over 100 years ago.
Right, but that's when the commissioner came into effect with Mountain Landis.
Yeah, but it's a different time now. It's just, I don't even know why you're bringing that up. Why would you even bring that up?
Because lying is lying. It's just like court. There's precedents. A caller earlier talked about a precedent. The NFL set a precedent when they said this is what would happen. It didn't happen.
And it didn't happen because they're hypocrites. And all.
Exactly.
But back then, it wasn't about money with baseball. But now it's about more money, more money, more money. It's just, if you forfeit a game, somebody's losing money. Somebody's losing money. And that's all they care about. They care about their money. And that's sad. You know, I think we all want to see a game played, but play it on Sunday. You know, the hell with Washington. That's their fault. Play it on Sunday. I don't care if you have 22 players that you can dress. Then they're all going to have to play the whole game. The hell with them. Play it on Sunday. That's what they should have done. And if they don't want to play it on Sunday, then forfeit the game. And they're not going to do that because in the NFL, it's about more money, more money, more money.
Right, that's the answer to your question.
Yeah,
that's all it is money. But I already said it's about money.
What's that?
I said I honestly don't think it is going too far back. If you say something,
100 years is not going back too far
in the same sport. Now, what they did is disgrace. How is that any different from the White Sox?
You know what? I don't even know if I should engage in this. It's over 100 years ago.
Right.
Times were different.
Right, they cheated now with better technology. Either way, it's disgraceful.
I know, and it was disgrace. It was a disgrace that baseball didn't do more. They got rid of the they suspended the managers for a year, but it was a disgrace they didn't do
more.
What's that?
I said that's nothing, and they still went on to almost win the World Series.
Okay, I don't know what your point is, but that's all right. Do you have the biggest blowout loss?
I don't. No. That loss against the Giants was disgraceful. That's not the biggest blowout.
No, it's not, because it was too close. Can you imagine the Eagles were -4 in turnovers, and they still almost won the game? Now that's a joke. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life. Another day.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Listen, you opened about the NFL and Roger Goodell, and I've been on this, and I couldn't agree more. If you think about it, there were 650,000 emails, and they only pulled the ones of Gruden. Remember that?
I know. It's just they only leaked.
Wait.
They only leaked the ones, and they said they didn't leak them. Well, who else leaked them?
And
it's a disgrace. They wanted to divert attention, and they did, and apparently they wanted to bury Gruden. I hope he wins his suit.
Oh, I hope he buries him. I hope he's, like you say, take him to court. But
I want to hear the guys lie on the stand.
Goodell gets paid his $50 million a year to go out and lie through his teeth, whatever it is, in these press conferences. He gives some excuse about, protecting the identities of the people that came forward so we can't release this information. That's total bull. You can do you can release information without
You know what I think?
I think there's
NFL people that are involved in those
emails. Yeah, there's NFL GMs and owners that are involved.
That are involved in those emails, and it would really just blow up. It could blow up the league. And it'll never blow it up. The NFL's bigger than life.
No,
so.
But I just want them to continue to pursue it, really, because he's
absolutely
just brutal.
Absolutely. I do, too. All right, what's your biggest blowout loss by
Okay, I don't have the date. It's late December of the last year, the last game Andy Reid coached. We went up to the Meadowlands. You remember that final game in 2013? Our final game against the Giants? We went up and got crushed. Like, Eagles didn't show up. I'm thinking 40-something to 7 or something. I don't have the date. But it was Andy Reid's final game with the Eagles. And the team didn't show up.
We'll try to find that.
Yeah, I mean, it was
if
ugly.
That's the case, we'll put you in the mix.
Yeah, it's his final game.
I have some other games.
Other game I have, Howard, is the Eagles-Giants, too, but it was too far back. It was Dick Vermeil's first year, that Monday night game.
Yeah.
Do you remember that 61-7, the Giants?
No, I don't remember that. That's a pretty good one. Well, that goes way back. Yeah. All right, Ed, you're in the mix there. Frankie!
Howard, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Howard, I don't know. Does Roger Goodell have a vendetta against the Philadelphia Eagles?
No, that's nothing to do with the Eagles.
No, okay, maybe not. All I know is, was before Labor Day, my daughter went online, and we had 6 tickets for tomorrow's game. Tuesday night's impossible. Now I'm holding the bag, and my kids are trying to just get something for the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, it's a schedule. Yeah, that's not fair to people. I agree with that. It's not fair. It's just, but the NFL doesn't care what's fair.
No,
they don't care what's fair. They don't care what's fair.
All right. Well, anyway, Howard, hope your holidays are nice and just happy New Year.
Okay, so the Eagles are going to win on Tuesday, right?
I know they're going to win. It's not the point. Yeah. I can't take my family to the game on Tuesday
night.
Yeah,
I know.
It's impossible.
It's kind of sad because you're not the only one that falls into that situation. That's too bad.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, it is.
Hang in there. Yeah, I agree. That's not a good thing for a lot of people. Keith, you're on WIP.
Howard, what's going on, man? Hey, good call on the Harry Simeon brawl.
That song, I'm telling you, I'm going to play it again before the end of the show. I can't get enough. Yeah.
Is the shuffle game that was on the Mayflower in 1492, is that qualified for the contest?
Yeah, if we're going to go back 100 years in baseball, we should go back to that game, too.
I'll get my contest question out before entry in first before I ask my question. I'm going to just say the Phillies game 4, no. Where they got beat.
Hold on. Can you hold on for a second?
Yeah.
Hold on. Tom Gable, who runs the fabulous, sensational sports book here at the Borgata, I asked Tom to stop by this morning because the Eagles game has been, it's unbelievable. The number is all over the place. All right, Tom, thank you for stopping by. So where did it start? What did it get to? And what do you do as a sports book? I saw last night it was off the board, but it's back on now. So what do you do?
So we always open up the NFL lines on Sunday night for the next Sunday, right? So after the night game ends, you know, on a Sunday night, we'll open up the lines for the following week. So the Eagles open as a 4.5-point favorite for this week. And, you know, we knew, you know, going obviously throughout the week, you kept hearing of Washington news, you know, people in injury. I mean, it's not just COVID. I mean, they have some injured people in concussion protocol. So, but the COVID list kept increasing for Washington. So that number kept moving. And, you know, as of yesterday morning, Friday morning, we were at 9.5. Now, in football, as you know, there's key numbers involved in betting, right? So you have 3 being the key number and then 7, 6, 14, 10. So, at 9.5, you know, you're right there at 10, and it's like you have some hesitancy there to go to past 10. Right. You already blew past 6 and 7.
All right. How did people try to middle the game? Would you know if people tried to middle the game?
You could. I mean, you can. Certainly, when there's that wide of a margin, there's an opportunity there.
It went up to, you told me it went up to 12, right?
Yes. So that's what I mean. So you started to see the market go to 10.5, and so finally it was like, okay, all right, we got to move, and eventually it got to 12. That was the high point, and then you started to see some buyback finally then on Washington come in, and you know, we went back to 11.5, which was pretty much where it sat until – the news came out that, all right, it's getting moved to Tuesday. So at that point, you take it off the board. You got to, you know, just move it to the new date in the system. But, you know, now when you look at it, you know, there's some 7.5s out there. That seems to be the consensus number. We're at 8.5. But, Yeah, I mean, it's there's certainly an opportunity. If people are savvy enough to listen, you know, 99% of the bettors are not savvy enough to middle a game, but you know, there certainly was opportunity, and there was opportunity also in the Raiders game and the Browns game to do that as well because of that line move.
All right, so now, where did you get? I assume you got the most money on the Eagles because, although the money probably didn't move the line up, the situation moved the line up. Right?
Yeah, there's only a certain number of things that move a line, right? And it's, you know, it's not necessarily just money. It's money from respected. It's respected money, right? It's not Joe Schmo coming in off the street. So, but it's mostly that was a reaction to what you're seeing with the availability of players, and when you have, you know, a practice squad guy or a third string quarterback starting for Washington, you know, quarterbacks are what dictates you know, the line moves there. So when you have the starter and the backup unavailable, I mean, that's going to be a big. You're going to see a big move no matter what the case is, but. When the vast majority of the team as well is unavailable, it's, you know, that's why you see in these extreme moves, which you never really see in NFL.
You're not going to limit what people, because I know you've told me in the past, you don't limit what people can bet on.
The limits go up through the week. So, you know, as the early in the week, you know, the limits are smaller. But as we get to game day, you know, you'll easily take six figures on a game, on an NFL game. And it's the most efficient betting market there is in the country, so of course you should take that.
You know, it's amazing what's going on. Where do you think it's going to fall on Tuesday? By Tuesday, the number.
Well, a lot of it, I think, is going to be dictated by who, you know, becomes available for Washington. Right. Now that the league has given them two extra days, which, you know, I don't want to get into my opinion. I think it's a little hypocritical by the NFL to do this, because if you think back to last year, you know, they forced the Denver Broncos to play a game with no quarterback whatsoever.
A guy off the practice squad who was a wide receiver.
And they forced him, you know, they forced the Broncos to play that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the betting opportunity of the season last year for people with betting the Saints in that game. But it's going to depend on, you know, who becomes available again for Washington, you know, as you know, the rules are different for, you know, if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. So we'll see. It's, you know, like I said, right now the market seems to be between 7.5, 8.5, somewhere in there.
Did you get a $100,000 play on the Eagles game at all yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
It'd be crazy. I don't know.
Overall, I think just with everything that's going on this week, there's been a hesitancy from players to play early with all the news that keeps coming out.
Well, it's kind of a fascinating situation.
Yes.
But I appreciate you explaining it to everybody. Tom Gable, who and anything you want to bet, hey, just come on in. Tom will take your bet. Tom will take it. Bet MGM and Borgata will take it. Thanks, Tom. Hey, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right. And you know what? I'll get back to Keith. I'll get back to the callers. Arthur calls in, because we've got to have Arthur sing some Christmas carols.
Because you're a loser.
Yes, you are. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin, WIP Sports Time here at the Borgata.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.